Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Chuck Shaden with Recollections at 50. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear as we tune in to a few nostalgic moments from a half century of Those Were the Days programs. In addition to the thousands of comedy, mystery, and adventure shows we broadcast over the years, we offered a generous supply of music programs and big band remotes. And in addition, we often supplied our own little musical interludes. For example, on one of those TWTD programs in 1984, my pal and classmate Dan McGuire and I sang the loyalty song from our high school, Steinmetz.
Dun, da, da, dun, dun, dun. We're loyal to you, Steinmetz High. We're with you forever and aye. We'll do all that's best for the school in the West, and for you we'll always fight. Rah, rah! So fight, boys, push on for our school. Come on, team, we're with you to rule. Keep bright the silver and the green, the colors of the grandest team. To Steinmetz we'll always be true. Boom!
Wow!
Well, we weren't good, but we were enthusiastic. A regular feature on our program beginning in 2001 was when Ken Alexander started reading his old newspaper collection on the air. Whenever he came across an ad for a certain clothing store, Ken and I would break into song. Now, here's an example. Ken has a Chicago Daily News from 1949.
All right, here's an ad for Maurice L. Rothschild & Company. They had men's suits. Hickey Freeman customized suits and topcoats in the new spring airline gray and browns, tans, and blues. These suits were $95. And
fairly expensive suit in 1949.
Oh, yeah, well, they were top of the line. Hickey Freeman. Here's another ad for Finchley's. These tailored at Fashion Park. These were $90 men's suits. They were another...
Did they come in airline gray also?
No. I'll tell you one thing, though.
Locomotive charcoal, maybe.
It doesn't mention the colors here. But I'll tell you, back in the old days, they would have a paragraph describing the merchandise. And here, it just... They have the price, and that not much else in the way of text in ads for clothing. Mm-hmm. You know? Just the price and suits on sale. But here, Rothschild says, in addition to what I already read, for the man who appreciates the extra ease in Hickey Freeman clothes, the extra measure of distinguished style, the extra luxuriousness in fabrics and hand kneeling are far more important than the price. And in this Finchley ad, they say, the selection of a Finchley suit will prove exciting to any style-conscious man, and ownership will definitely stir his pride. A Finchley suit will serve long, gracefully, and correctly. The fabric and every detail of style will remain in permanent good taste. You don't find prose like that in ads anymore.
No.
It just says, save big, you know, save big. And I guess they feel people don't have time to read anymore.
Did you buy a Finchley suit?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
When they were going out of business. I know you're going to ask, this is 1963, I think. You're going to ask me, do you still have that suit? And I'll say no. But I do have a sport coat I bought at the same time.
They went out of business in 63?
I think it was about 63, just about, or 62.
Okay. No, I wasn't going to ask
Yes,
that.
You were. But I do have that sport coat I bought there in 62. It still fits, too.
Well, now, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thursday, and nowadays we get in the mail... packets of ads for various grocery stores, you know, once a week. Mm-hmm. But back then, the ads would appear in the paper on Thursday. There'd be full-page ads for a lot of these grocery stores. In this paper, there's an ad for IGA, Hillman's, Goldblatt's Grocery Department, Kroger's, A&P, Midwest Store, Weibolt's Groceries, and the Jewel.
They were selling groceries at Weibolt's?
Oh, yeah. They had a grocery department. And here's one for Stop and Shop. They had all had ads on a Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Stop and Shop downtown. You get Wisconsin Swiss cheese for 69 cents a pound. In the delicatessen, Braunschweiger liver sausage are 63 cents a pound. Stop and Shop. Mm. Good stuff. Here's an ad for the new Chrysler car, the silver anniversary model, with the Chrysler Spitfire engine. They had Prestomatic fluid drive transmission. They called it Prestomatic, the Chrysler.
Well, every dealer, every automobile manufacturer had a different name for the automatic transmission, right?
Dynaflow was one, wasn't it?
What was Ford?
Oh, I don't know.
O-matic, Ford-O-matic?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah.
One had Dynaflow,
yeah.
I think.
She had a wonderful show, too.
Dinah Shore.
Dynaflow.
Dinah Shore.
See the USA.
Oh, that was nice. I don't know if
Chevy
I should even
Dynaflow.
Mention
what?
This. I don't know if I should mention this ad at all.
Well, what is that ad?
Well, it's an ad for, Gabardine Top Coats for $29.95.
Who was offering that?
Well, it was Robert Hall Clothes.
Robert Hall?
Yes.
Where the values go up, up, up,
2-3.
And the prices go down, down, down,
2-3. Robert Hall this season will show you the reason. Low overhead, low overhead.
On another occasion, Ken was looking at the movie listings in a Herald American from 1941, providing us with another example of our homegrown musical talent.
Well, the Hit Parade title song was from a movie. Actually, I don't think there were any lyrics to the song. Very popular melody called Intermezzo, which was usually played as a violin solo.
Yeah, that was Ingrid Bergman's Hollywood screen debut.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. She made the same film, however, in Sweden in 1936.
Yeah.
Intermezzo.
Yeah.
Intermezzo was the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked all over. I wanted to get I knew you told me what the film was and what the song was, and I couldn't find it any place.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to hum it a little bit?
Well, I'm not a singer, you know.
Well, just that's all right. Just give us a couple of bars. Go through a couple of bars and hum the song for us.
Go through a couple of bars?
No,
well, I don't think there are any.
What, how does it go?
La-da-dee-dee, la-da-dee-dee, la-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, la-da-dee-dee, la-da-dee-dee, la-da-da-la-la-la-la-la-la, etc.
Ken Alexander is quite a hummer. I, on the other hand, am not a hummer and not even much of a singer, unless, of course, I have some singing prose to help me talk my way through a song.
Dry your tears, sonny boy, when there are gray skies.
What don't you mind in the least?
I don't mind the gray skies.
What will I do to them?
You'll make them blue.
What's my name?
Sonny boy.
What will friends do to you?
Friends may forsake me.
What will you let them do?
Let them all forsake me.
Who will you still have in the end?
I'll still have you.
What's my name? Where am I sent from?
You're sent from heaven.
Have I any special valuation?
And I know your worth.
What will I do?
Heaven.
For who? Right where? On what?
For me, right here on earth.
God bless me.
Well, I'm old and gray, dear.
You want me to promise something?
Promise you won't stray, dear.
Well, give me a good reason.
I need you so.
What's my name?
I had a little help from the Andrews sisters. That was from our 30th anniversary broadcast in 2000. And here's another song-worthy moment when Ken had a 1938 Chicago Daily News.
An ad for Robert Hall Clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for all wool suede coats, luxuriously trimmed with Amatex, these women's coats.
Amatex?
Amatex.
Isn't that the way you get across country on the train?
Amtrak. That's Amtrak.
Oh,
they didn't have Amtrak in those days.
No, no.
But they had Amtrak. I guess it's kind of synthetic fake fur, what you call. They call it fake fur nowadays. $25 for this coat, full-length coat.
Ladies' coat?
Yeah. Full-length. You see a picture of it here?
From Robert Hall.
Robert Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And now next, we have an ad for... Good.
What?
For Litton's.
What's the matter? Why do you hesitate?
No, I thought usually you want to sing that darn jingle, but he didn't mention it today. Next, we have...
Wait a minute. Jingle? What jingle?
You know, the Robert Hall jingle from the radio back in the 1940s.
Did they have a memorable jingle?
Oh, come on, Chuck. You always goad me into singing that with you every time we have a Robert Hall ad.
Oh, well...
You don't remember.
Somebody
that.
Said there was a Robert Hall ad that you read in the newspaper from last week.
I did.
And did you sing the jingle?
No, I didn't. By myself? No, I didn't want to.
Well, I suppose then we should sing the jingle.
Oh, all right. All right.
When the
values go up, 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 2, 3, and the prices go down, 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 Robert Hall this season will show you the reason. Low overhead, low overhead. I thought that went pretty well.
Well, I got off to a bad start, but I was off a week, so I got...
No, you were fine. That was great.
When the prices... No, is that how it started? When the prices...
When the prices... the values go up, up,
when
up.
When the values...
We did that once already.
It's way up in value, boop, and way down in cost, boop. It's plenty good. Oh, that's cream of wheat.
No, that's...
That's cream of wheat.
Yeah.
What about the... All right, we won't sing again.
Litton's. Litton's. Henry C. Litton and Company.
Hey, Litton's had a song.
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
I don't think so.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's called The Hub. The Hub.
Oh, yeah. Well, Perry Como sang it. Hubba, hubba,
no,
hubba.
That's something
yuck,
else.
Yuck, yuck. No.
That's something. No, no, Chuck.
We were unstoppable. For a couple more musical moments, we turn now to Ken Alexander's 50th anniversary in broadcasting. It was at a dinner in his honor at Don Roth's Black Hawk Restaurant in 2009. That's when Mike Beason and the West End Jazz Band sang an Irving Berlin tune with new lyrics supplied by TWTD volunteer George Littlefield.
A one, two, a one, two, three. Well, have you heard? Have you heard? Ken Alexander is at hand. He's got a voice. Oh, what a voice. It's the finest in the land. He can do a station break like you never heard before and introduce a show while he's walking in the door. He's the announcer man, what am. He's the honey lamb. Those were the days. Those were the days. That's where you'll find him Saturdays. He's helping Chuck. He's helping Chuck introduce those radio plays. And if you want to hear Don Roth's commercials read in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here. Ken Alexander is at hand now. He got his start, he got his start 50 years ago today. In 1959 on WEBH, I say. Now Buddy Black gave him a break, you see. Then he was hired on WNIB, and announcing just suits him to a T. You heard his voice,
that golden voice,
on WAIT. Then Chuck invited Ken on board his show called TWTD. That's where you'll hear him now each Saturday. And how we love him. He's here today. Hip, hip, hooray. Ken Alexander is at hand. He's here today. Hip, hip, hooray. Ken Alexander is at hand.
That's the man.
That song was broadcast on WDCB on April 11, 2009. A few years later, when Steve Darnall was celebrating the 40th anniversary of Those Were the Days, he provided listeners with this bit of musical appreciation.
I'm so very, very proud that the West End Jazz Band could be here today, but I have to say I'm even prouder of the fact that I'm standing up here in front of all of you saying that this is the 40th anniversary of Those Were the Days. And I'm even prouder because that makes me proud of the fact that Chuck Shaden thought it was worth continuing. And that says a lot about you. So I was trying to find something that I thought would be appropriate for this afternoon and for the way I feel about this show and this audience and this man who has done so much for all of us. And we settled on a song co-written by Mr. Johnny Mercer. Some of you may know this one.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few minutes ago. I remember you.
You're the one who said, I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember too, a distant bell, and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through, and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, and I will tell them I remember you. Distant bell and stars that fell like rain from the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember.
Beeson and the West End Jazz Band. Thank you.
Steve Darnall and the West End Jazz Band in 2010. For an encore, Steve waited 9 years until in 2019 at an event at the Framemakers in honor of the 60th anniversary of Ken Alexander's broadcasting career. Steve dedicated a Cole Porter song with Steve's own special lyrics to Mr. Alexander.
Ken, there is something that we wanted to say, and by we, this is an idea that was instigated by Barbara Latzel of the Framemakers. But we had hoped to find a way to summarize what it is about your work that we so enjoy over the years. And so, with apologies to Mr. Cole Porter, we'll give it a try.
Are we ready?
Unexpressed, I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. There's no if or but, man, you're the top. When you're Casper Gutman, you're the very best of what radio can be. You're AIT, you're NIB, you're DCB. You're the Sun and the other papers. You're such fun with the Halloween capers. I would love to shout the news from each rooftop. Ken, whenever you're on the radio, you're the top. You're the top.
You're a friend, a pally. You're the top, voicing Alan's alley. You can keep us hanging on your every word when you're happy and jolly like Edgar and Charlie or Mortimer Snurd. You're so fine. You're like Roy and Trigger. You're sublime when you sound like Digger. You're the prettiest picture in this framing shop. And if, buddy, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
One more.
You're the top. You're the absolute most. You're the top as a substitute host. When it comes to announcing music, you're top grade. And you're great as Boris, as Peter Lorre, and as Sam Spade. You're the voice that's both smooth and textured. You're as fine as our Uncle Fletcher. After 60 years, can we ask you please don't stop? 'Cause we're all here today to tell you you're the top.
Well, my goodness. Well, thank you. That was. Well, thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. That was very inventive. I really don't think Cole Porter could have done any better.
A musical tribute to Ken Alexander, sung by Steve Darnall. It was broadcast on WDCB on April 6, 2019. Now, for one more look back, we take you to my 2009 retirement broadcast from the Morton Grove Civic Center for one more version of that clothing store jingle.
Well, I don't know how many years it has been since you, Ken, or anyone in our audience has ever heard the Robert Hall jingle sung the right way, and here it is.
When the values go up, 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 and the prices go down, 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 Robert Hall this season will show you the reason. Low overhead, low overhead.
Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Oh.
How about that? Now, we were just totally surprised. The studio audience here at the Morton Grove Civic Center started singing right away with this. I'm going to put you all on the radio right now. We're going to play it again. We've got microphones to mic the audience. I want you to sing loud the Robert Hall jingle.
When the values go up, 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 and the prices go down, 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 Robert Hall this season will show you the reason. Low overhead, low overhead.
Didn't know this was an audience participation show.
The Robert Hall low overhead warehouse-like stores were around from 1938 to 1977, but they have flourished on Those Were the Days regularly since 2001, and there is seemingly no end in sight. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Recollections at 50. There's more to come in the weeks to come. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening.